a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We are getting on a plane, Air New Zealand style, and we are going to Aotearoa. And we're going to go see our Kiwi friends
Amazing.
In Dunedin.
I've never been to New Zealand, but I want to go. Maybe we can take the show there.
I would love that. Oh, God, I would
Make
love that.
Make it happen. Make it happen.
I do know people like studios, radio stations we could go work at. Let's do that. When I say work out, like
holiday.
Our show. Sorry, I mean like where
no,
we could
I'm
set
not
up
doing
shop.
The show over there.
Oh, no. Well, I'm not going on a holiday with you.
Why?
I'm going with you.
All right, whatever. Anyway,
the
what's
idea
going
of
on
a holiday is to get a break, a rest, bit of R&R.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a restaurant in it's a new restaurant in Dunedin in New Zealand. It's called Pearl Diver. Pearl Diver is the restaurant.
Okay, seafood, I imagine.
No, they sell like pizza and stuff.
Pizza.
Chips.
Okay.
No, they sell, it's like a whole heap of different stuff.
Yeah.
Pearl
Diver.
I'm seeing a lot of pizzas though.
Okay.
Anyway, they do their Uber Eats. Obviously over there they have Uber Eats, which is pronounced
good.
Pretty
okay.
much the same.
Very
I just
good.
Had a go at it.
It didn't quite fly, did it?
They've got an item on the menu someone's found. It costs $85 New Zealand, so it's about $76 Australian. That is horrifying and scaring people. Have you seen this?
No.
Can you Google?
Yeah.
Pearl Diver.
Okay.
Shiny fella.
Pearl Diver. Shiny fella.
It's the shiny fella. It's described as a popular gelatin
what?
Train cat.
Oh.
I'll say that again.
Oh.
A popular gelatin train cat.
Okay. It's got a face. It's got lips. No.
Well, it's what? It's a cross between a cat and a train. Of course it's got a face.
What? What? Am I dreaming? Am I having a fever dream? What is happening?
It's got the head of a cat and the body of a train, and it's made out of savoury jelly.
Oh, that is rank.
And it's stuffed with items like eggs,
yeah,
peas, gherkins, luncheon meat and vegetables.
Why?
Two peas and a capsicum make the face, so the eyes and the mouth.
The mouth looks very puckering. I'm not into the mouth.
And there are toothpicks jammed in it for stability.
Lucky, because if it wasn't stable, it'd almost be gross.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right? It's listed as a delicacy that feeds four people, and they've said, look, we'll only make a limited number of these per day because there is a fair bit involved with making the gelatin train cat.
Can we bring up this place? I want to know the stats. I want to know the stats on the cat train.
On how many they're selling?
Yeah.
Let's read on together.
Oh,
because
good.
The shiny fella meat jelly seems to be what's known as an aspic, a savoury jelly dish dating back to the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
They became pretty popular in New Zealand in the 70s, and Pearl Diver restaurant co-owner Jenny spotted a recipe in an old cookbook and whacked it on the menu.
Okay, so Macedonians, right? They make this style of jelly thing.
Yeah.
And then they put like offcuts in it.
Yeah.
Like offal and stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I'm having such a like a full-on
actual reaction
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, because it's like a delicacy. No, no, no. Jelly shouldn't be clear, ever.
No, ever. You're right. It should. I don't think jelly should really be savoury, personally.
No.
Anyway, it sort of looks like a really perverted jelly vegetable version of the Sphinx, if people are wondering. It's that sort of vibe. It's a jelly train cat. According to the Otago Daily Times, nobody's ordered the train cat yet.
Oh, okay.
We put champagne in him, she says, and that's why he's so expensive, and there's a bit of labour as well.
Hang
what you
on.
See is what you get.
So you soak it in champagne as well and then put jelly over the
no,
top
I think
of it?
No, I think they once they've made the train cat, they stick the bottle in his...
What is happening?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there, but I think maybe we could even try and make it ourselves.
All right,
she's,
you start.
Jenny's vegetarian. She's not going to eat it herself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
A humble brag, so...
Minus the humble.
Oh, come on, mate.
Sit down.
At least let me start off.
Okay. Sorry.
Have you guys ever done escape rooms?
No.
Nah.
No, you've never?
My life is an escape room. Like, my brain is just... Do you know what I mean?
Help,
like,
help. How do I get through the day?
Where?
Looking for the clues.
Yeah.
Do you understand the concept?
I've been made aware of the concept, but maybe do a quick one just for our listeners who don't know exactly.
So it's a series of rooms, essentially, and you have to find your way through by working out clues. Sometimes it's like buttons that you press to open doors, but quite often it's like numerical codes, and you've got to...
Oh, maths.
We've got to find the numbers and then see if those numbers will open a lock, you know. And then that lock opens something, and in there there's... You know, a spooky letter, or there's different vibes to them as well. Some can be scary, some can be not.
The base concept for Saw.
Yeah, it sounds very Saw.
Well, yeah, you're right, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Saw, though, but I've heard. Yeah,
I watched it. I'm not a horror movie guy, but I watched it. It will disturb you for a long,
I'm disturbed
long
already. I don't need to watch it.
Please continue, Tom.
Anyway, so on the weekend, we did sort of a couple's date with some friends of ours, and we did an escape room. And it's something that Carly has done before with her work, but I've never done, and they had never done either, but we all sort of loved the idea of it, and Carly had a great time when she did it. She went out Moolap Way and did one. So anyway, we went to one in South Geelong by the name of Escape Smash Play Geelong is the business. And they do a whole heap of stuff there, but they do have a couple of escape rooms, and one of them's, a spooky one. And it's through two rooms. And then they have, once it's finished, like you can see on the wall, they take these Polaroids of all these people, like the teams are all there.
Oh, yeah.
How long they've taken.
Oh, here we go.
To get through the room.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Come on.
Yeah.
And it's like 57 minutes something, and it's like 52 minutes something, and then there's a couple of like high 40s, 49 minutes something, 48 minutes, and then...
About the same length as this story.
And there's some that, mate, I am 2 minutes in, strap yourself in. Because I can go all day if you don't bait me.
Oh, Lingy.
Anyway, we...
thrown him.
We're looking at the things, and we worked our way through it, came out, and the guy's like, he had a timer, and he's got little walkie talkies as well, so you can hit him up because he's watching through cameras.
You
can hit him up if you get stuck, and he will give you clues, which we didn't at all, except one time we broke something, and so I radioed him and said Belinda broke this, sorry. And then sort of, so he made sure, I made sure he knew who broke it.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Anyway.
It didn't count against your time.
Yeah. But you're moving stuff around and like stripping beds and that kind of thing. And the whole time I'm thinking he's watching on camera like, no, don't move that. There's nothing in there, and I'm just going to have to fix that up.
Yeah.
Anyway, through all of that, we get out the other side and he's got the timer. And he pulls out and he goes, 33 minutes and 18 seconds.
Whoa.
He goes, I don't think I've ever seen anyone do it that fast. He goes, I cannot confirm 100%, but I think that's the record.
Stop it.
Well done.
Ladies and gentlemen, escape room escaped.
Okay, but you're part of a team though, yeah? So is this a team win? Or are you
No.
Well, I solved that clue and I got that.
No, I was there just to make up numbers. Everybody else is very smart and very, very sort of switched on.
Yeah.
So you were just along for the ride.
I mean, I spent a lot of time like running around the room like, ooh. I was more of a hype guy, vibe guy. We got through it in 33 minutes and 18 seconds. He was like, I've never seen anyone do it that fast before.
Never seen anything like
done,
it.
Well done, Tommy.
I know, right? So I thought, I wonder if anybody else has been the fastest at anything ever. Have you ever been the fastest at anything?
The record breaker?
Have you broken a record? But it's pretty broad. I want to know if you've been really fast, if you've got through something really, really fast.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Have you ever been the fastest at something? Jackie's in Winnington. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
Good.
Very well. What have you been the fastest at?
Well, I was the supermarket cashier of the year.
Oh,
yes, you were.
Stop it.
Yes. Yep. I hadn't long got the job, and I was only 15 at the time. But I had a really good teacher.
Yeah.
And this is when the registers were the ones that you actually operated yourself. So I had to ring up the right price with my hand and register it. And that was with the Coles brand here in Geelong.
Yeah, right.
And that was back in the day when the cashier did everything.
Did you get a free ham?
Yeah, what did you get?
I think I got a voucher, like a cash voucher.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jackie.
And,
Jackie, was this when you said you were new to doing this, was this when you, before you realised that you didn't get paid extra to actually do it fast and you actually just became jaded and slowed down? And
pretty much, yeah.
Jessie from Cariah's on the line. Jess, what were you the fastest at?
Lingy, a bit like you, I love my food. So I actually smashed a record for staff lunchtime meals at Christmas time of several years back in my young days.
What are we talking? What meals?
Staff lunch meals, so basically all you could eat buffet sort of style. So single plate, half a turkey leg, pasta, excessive meats. We're talking like probably about three plates of all you could eat Pizza Hut stacked all in one plate.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
Right, and no one could believe that I could do it in under 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I did it in nine minutes and a half.
Whoa. What do you get for that? Apart from indigestion, what do you get for that?
The winning bets out of everyone that bet me that I couldn't do it.
And the
glory. $350.
Yeah.
Yes.
$350.
That's
if you don't mind.
Just unlock that jaw and go to town.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you have a special technique? Just sort of relax the throat or?
Just don't eat for 2 days prior.
All right. That'll do it. Yeah. All right,
I thought he was making the meals.
So did I. Yes,
yeah, okay. Also, yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
Pop, hey. All right, what are you giggling at?
Just the fact that Lingy's like sands through the hourglass going through his notebook.
Sorry, I was trying to find our leaderboard for this competition. There was a lot of pages back.
Keep looking. Have you found it?
I have found it, yes. Tom, wonderful. You do still currently lead on 10, but Log... I'm closing the gap. Wow, I thought that was you. I'm on 6.
Yay.
Oh, nice.
Log's on 3.
Good on you.
That's right. I guess he is. I'm an audio guy.
You are. Just the way my brain works when I hear that sound. Oh, yeah, I know.
Let's do one of those games and let's see how we go.
We do every Thursday.
No, that's lyrics. Different. Anyway, guess the year. What's it all about, Tom?
Okay, well, we're going to play little bits of songs. That should cast your mind back. And remember where you were, what you were doing the first time you heard that song. That'll give you a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to that going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Is everybody good to go?
Certainly are, Tommy.
So ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one for Guess the Year this week.
Who is this?
What a funny should say.
Betty Boo.
Is it Betty Boo?
I think it's Betty.
Betty Boo.
I think it's Betty Boo.
I was definitely at high school.
Doing the do.
And that lands
at, I remember,
right?
The film clip.
There. Yep. I've got
it. It's quite
on the nose.
Cartoony.
Oh, good.
All right. So you were in high school, so it's got to be pre 1980. Okay. Oh, God. Here we go.
It is really hard to write a year down. He always writes the full numbers, the full
yeah,
four.
Yeah, actually using words.
Instead of
do you just write two numbers?
Yes.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's quicker. Do you write two numbers?
No, I write four.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you sicken me both.
The lady brain and the man brain. All right, we all ready?
Yes.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
1996. Oh,
3, 4, 6. All right.
The year was 1990.
Oh, we're all over.
Oh, that was earlier than we thought.
Ooh,
wow.
All right, let's move on. Yeah. Less said about that, the better. Question number two.
Who is this, by the way?
Billy Joel.
No.
Oh,
I know the song, but who is it? Give us a clue. Come on.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
All right. I've got it on my Spotify. Liked.
Man, you're so random. You're so random.
Isn't that a good song? Okay.
All right. Everybody got something written down? All right. 3, 2, 1.
1984.
4, 7, 8. Here we go.
The year was 1989.
Yes.
Ah, well done. That's a point to Loggy. Good on you, mate.
Tell me who it was.
It's, that's all right.
All right, tell me later.
Yeah. I don't know.
Number three,
much.
Tell me.
But I know. It's Alan White and, no, that can't, is it that one? Alan White and you can, Tara.
You can tell me off
Cook
it.
Cool Kendall.
I don't
Okay,
reckon.
The surname is K-U-Y.
What's the song
Kendall.
Called?
I don't know much, brackets, but I know I love you. End brackets.
I'll see what I've got here.
Alan, no, hang on. Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt.
That's
Ronstadt. There, yeah. That's a
This has been a good solid 30 seconds of wonderful radio.
Wow.
Nah, good.
Called a computer log.
All right, here we go. Question number three. Shut up, everybody. You've written something down immediately.
I'm trying to read your body language as to whether or not you are high school, post-high school. Are you in, like, happy memories?
I've had the same body language since 7.
Sad memories. 7? Okay, so that puts it at right there. Okay, got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
2001. What did you say?
2001.
Oh, here
we go. Oh, you said 5, did you, Lee? All right, here we go.
The year was 2002.
Oh, all right.
So it's 2 points for me.
2 to Log, 1 to you, Tommy. That's a win for Log.
I think it's a win.
Okay.
That's a 3 arrangement.
All right, you don't want to go to the... No, fair enough. Okay. You have been going long. Beautifully handled by you. Well done.
You don't go to a tiebreaker when it's not a tie.
Yeah.
Well, does anybody get a point for that one? I don't know. Even still, you'd still win. All right, that is Guess the Year for this week. It returns next Tuesday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've had a beautiful little sort of recent time with Henry. Henry's my middle child, loves his footy, and he's found some of my old footy cards.
Oh, nice.
And he's like so excited by them.
Sorry, can we just clarify? Random footy cards that you collected when you were younger or footy cards of you?
No, fair question. Of me.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, that makes more sense. Another
humble brag.
My mum, his grandma, had dropped round like all the ones that she'd sort of collected over the years of just of me. It was maybe 20, 25 cards from multiple years and had a good laugh occasionally of my long hair versus my, when I first started, was like real short back and sides, almost flat top style. Not great. And so I'm like, oh, this is so special. What a special memory to be able to share with him. He's like, oh, Dad, would you be able to sign each of these cards? So I'm like, I've sat there and signed and just going.
I know where this is going. I know your boys and I know where this is going.
Oh, yeah, I've just caught none
Beautiful sweetness. Yeah. Oh, it's like someone appreciates my career and just feels that love. As it turns out, that pack of, or that pile of footy cards has just been dwindling over the last week or so.
Yeah.
Because it turns out that Henry's been taking those cards to school and trading them for the current 2024 footy cards for kids at school.
Do that. You've got to get those cards back. Yeah. If any parent has that, you've got to get it back. That's like treasured memories and also worth a lot more than in the school year.
Actually, you would think so. However, however, I did this search one time because I wanted to compare Jono and Lingy.
Oh, yeah?
And to buy, I remember a Cameron Ling rookie card was somewhere in the vicinity of sort of $1.50 to $2.
Well, hang on.
There you go.
I've got a signed 2006 Cats Cameron Ling card, $11.99.
Ooh, $11.99.
Oh, and here's one. It's new, 2006, just arrived to eBay, $3.99. So I stand corrected.
Yeah, so there's $1.45. There's a couple that are a flat dollar. So there's plenty of them out there. But, yeah, I thought he might have been selling them. I didn't think he was trading
them. He's not selling them. But as it turns out, that beautiful bonding moment that we were sharing, he was turning into, like, and coming back and showing me, oh, look, Dad, I got this gold trophy wild card thing. I'm like, oh, how'd you get that one? He goes, oh, I traded a couple of your cards signed.
Not even one.
No. It's like two. Oh,
don't you want them as keepsakes?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay. And parents, give them back.
We're down to about three of my old cards now. I'm like, oh, do you reckon you could hold on to one of those? And he's like, no, I've got to deal with the kid tomorrow. I'm taking these.
Oh, my God.
Wait until he finds out what you've got instead of wine in your wine cellar.
What's that?
That's all your merch is down there, isn't it? Oh. Isn't that where you keep all your
jumpers? What have you got down in the white cellar?
I was going to say. Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah. There's a premiership jumper for each of them when I'm long gone.
Yeah, that's getting
until
old.
He trades them for some footy cards.
Harley Reid rookie card.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I love my dog, Wombi. He's my child. He's my angel. He's an angel sent from heaven. He's one of a kind. All poochies are. All pets are. And if you really love them, when you guys are eating out, don't you give them some food too?
Yeah, like a schmecko. Sure.
No,
not when you're eating out though. Like when you're talking about when you're getting takeaway to take home, or do you also when you go out for dinner order a second plate and then whack it in your handbag and then take it home for the dog?
No, but
where is the line, woman?
Sometimes when I'm having lunch and we're outside, you know, he'll sit there and I'll be like, little bit of bacon for you.
That's different.
No.
Your example you gave.
I get him a plate of bacon.
Oh. You didn't mention that before. Your example before you gave was you went to Macca's,
got
yourself something, and then you got him a little three nugget feed.
Exactly.
What is this dog's cholesterol like? My God.
No, he's fine. He's healthy. We don't get takeaway all the time. Jimmy forces me to cook stuff at home. It's really annoying.
We've had a whole bunch of calls, and I guarantee, like I did before, they are all calling to just tell you how absurd you are, Log.
All right.
And to be 100% behind me.
Well, I can't wait for this.
Brendan from Cario. Good morning, Brendan. Please just unleash on Loggy for me, Brendo.
Unfortunately, I'm on Loggy's side this time.
What?
Shameful as it is.
Oh. What?
Now, but hear me, at first I was against it. You know, the wife loves a Pizza Hut. She gets a Pizza Hut. And then, since we've had the dog and he's been probably over 6 months old, she'd always get him a large pizza for himself.
No. A whole pizza.
Yeah, I mean, look, you get the three large pizzas, the two sides, you save money that way, so it's not like we're going out and wasting money on it. We are actually saving money, so we're playing it smart.
Yeah, that does sound smart.
Yeah.
He does get a garlic bread as well, because he loves it.
How big is this dog?
He's a miniature bull terrier, so about the size of an English staffy.
Okay. Right. And sorry, what kind of pizza does he like? What's his favourite topping?
We get him the barbecue meat lovers.
Oh, of course you do.
No onion. Makes sense. Yeah. Important.
Yeah. Then we have Chinese as well.
Yeah, right. Oh, you've just cut out there, Brendan. But
just
limited to pizza either. Yeah.
Pizza and a garlic bread.
Yeah. What about a 1.25 litre Coke? Does he get that as well?
Cara from Lara. Sorry, I know Tom wanted to say that.
So much fun, Cara from Lara.
Do you agree with me? Do you get your pets takeout when you get some?
I sure do.
Oh, what are we talking, Cara?
So we've got two French bulldogs and we also have a daughter. So our girls, particularly if we go to Macca's, they'll also get a 10-pack of nuggets and they get 5 each. Leftover chips, they get those. Yeah. If we get pizza, they'll get some pizza.
Wow. You're not ordering an extra pizza,
normal,
though, are you, and a garlic bread for them, are you?
Oh, they're only little 10-kilo French bulldogs, so I think a large pizza would send them over the line, to be honest.
No, that's fair.
I hope no dogs are listening right now, because they're going to be like, oi, is that large pizza?
What's
going on?
What's good for Brendan's dog? Tracy, you're in Cario. Morning. What do you feed your dogs when you get, or your pets?
Anything he wants.
What do you mean, Trace? What's anything?
I go to Macca's, he gets Macca's. I go to KFC, he gets KFC.
I love it.
I go out for dinner, I get him a doggy bag to bring home and eat when I get home.
Tracy, do you know that if you are out and he is at home and you go and get takeaway, he doesn't know?
He does.
Yes, he does. He smells it when I get home and he hassles me for hours until I get him something else.
It's mum guilt, isn't it, Tracy?
Yep, he knows. And if I don't take him home anything, well, nah, that's it.
She'll hear about it all night.
Drop a deuce on the carpet or something for you. There you go. All right, let's wrap this
Tanya
up.
Tanya in Ocean Grove. Tanya, come on. Please at least say there's one person who's going to tell Loggy she's absurd.
Oh, sorry, Lingy, but I'm on with Team Loggy today too.
Yes!
What are you feeding your pet, Tanya?
My one-year-old golden retriever's birthday was on Saturday and I took him to McDonald's and got him a cheeseburger for his birthday.
Oh, bless! Happy birthday as well. Oh, my people. Yes. Yes. God, this feels good. It's normal. It's normal, guys.
I can't believe
this. Normal.
How did the guy or girl in the Macca's drive-thru react when a golden retriever came through with his arm on the window like, hey, just a cheeseburger, thanks?
She actually unwrapped it and fed it to him through the back window.
Oh, my God. No. Yes. I love
don't know about
that.
You, Lingy, but I've heard enough.
Yeah, so have I.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.